I've been talking for ages.
Okay, my name is Imran. I've been Muslim for 4 years now, counting, and I took my Shahada when I was a few days before turning 16, so I was 15 at the time. Parents originally come from India, Punjab. It's a Christian family though, so it's not Punjabi Sikh, so we were brought up going to church and things like that, but there was a mix of beliefs in the house with my mum being half Hindu and that kind of thing. I think it started off when I was young because my dad was always racist against Muslims. He expected us to be as well. And then over time, he used to flick through the channels, and if ever the Muslim channel came on, he'd like be abusive about it. And just looking at the Kaaba, I was always intrigued to know what it was and what was in there and why people were walking around it. So I think years after, it was already in my head, building up. And then I met a really good Muslim family, and their son was my best friend, and they treated me like a son, and me and my dad didn't really ever have a strong, good relationship. So when I seen the mannerism and etiquettes within the Muslim family and this, when they'd fast and things like that, I really took into it. Like, it really intrigued me. I liked how they were. You know, they never held grudges against each other. They were kind, gave to charity. So they had like a family atmosphere when they sat at the dinner table, which I really liked. They treated me like a son to the point where I had a key to their house. So I think from there, I started looking into Islam more and more. But I was never rushed into it. It was more I took it at my own pace, but I did start quite young. So I started reading and understanding different aspects. There's a Ramzan where I did a few fasts as well, just to try it out. And then it got more thorough with my reading and understanding of what the religion is and if I'm ready to do it when I was turning about 16. And just a few days before I turned 16, I went to the mosque and took my Shahada. I wasn't so much scared because since I lived in like a bubble, I didn't really know what was going on around me most of the time, you know, because I was quite domesticated at home and there's always family troubles, and I was always helping. I literally helped my mum bring up my little baby brothers from doing little chores and like other responsibilities. My dad used to drink heavily and stuff, so I needed something to escape, kind of thing. I needed some sort of guidance because we stopped going to church as well because my dad had a fallout with the people there. So we didn't have any strict religion guidance, which I always wanted as well. And it was just a matter of time when I could kind of break the whole bubble. And, you know, like it was so much of a routine, including physical violence and verbal abuse. And I just wanted to get out of it. So I think turning to Islam, or it was as if Islam found me, do you know, because I didn't actually go out looking for it, even though I wanted guidance. It kind of came to me, and it was just the curiosity that kept me going. Well, I knew my dad was racist for years, even before I became Muslim, and he expected us to be as well, but I didn't have that fear in me that like what would happen, because I just kind of thought whatever happened, I'd just take it on the chin. Yeah, but with my mum, it's been a bit different. She understood that like my best mate was Muslim, and I was actually looking into it, and she kind of had an idea. At the start, she did make like racist jokes that used to get to me, but then when she realised it was actually hurting me, then she stopped. But with my dad, it was just the whole, he just neglected me full stop, so different story. With my mum, at the start, it was a bit difficult for her. She's like, why are you making these changes? What are you going to get out of it? Why are you doing it? Are you being forced to do it? I was like, no, it's my own decision. It's what I want to do. And then, obviously, she was also aware my dad didn't like it. So she had a certain way of like, no, you shouldn't do it whilst you're living here because it can cause trouble for you, this and that. But once I did take my shahada, I told her like, I'm properly Muslim now. Like I'm gonna practice it. I'm gonna go to mosque and stuff like that. She didn't say anything about it, but she did make a few comments here and there, which I didn't like. And then after when me and her, like my younger sister spoke to my mum over that as well, and after a while she just came to terms with it, that she just accepted this is my son and this is the way of life he chooses. where in my dad's situation, because he was also racist, against Muslims and the whole religion, he never came to terms with it. He didn't want to understand or gain any knowledge about it. He just fully neglected the whole situation. Like, oh no, I don't want nothing to do with him. But it just got worse because, you know, they couldn't kick me out of the house till I'm 18 anyway, because I'm the kind of child, I was living there. So it just put me through like 2 years of struggle here and there, so just whilst I was at home. But I've not had a conversation, like full conversation with my dad since I was 15. And I don't think I'm going to, but it's okay. Like, I'm happy I've got friends and family that I can talk to, and it doesn't really get to me either. Starting from a young age when I started looking into it, obviously I started reading on what's haram, what's halal. I think that's the first thing I started off with. I used to drink a lot. I used to drink before school. I used to drink after school. I'd drink on a weekend. And this was when I was 13, 14, which you can, for a kid that young, is unacceptable. But yeah, because I used to have easy access to alcohol, I used to drink all the time. I stopped that. And I think I used to have a lot of anger with the situations that were going on at home. So I think I found it brought peace within me as well. Like, I was trying to find a way to calm myself and relax myself internally as well as externally. I've always been quite calm in different situations, but I think with Islam teaching you peace and how to maintain a certain sanity all the time, you know, without letting things affect you all the time and holding grudges, things like that, I think it really helped me in that situation. I think, I don't have any really bad habits anymore. Yeah, because I used to, there was a stage when I was young where I started becoming really like rebellious. I was drinking, I'd go out and not come home for a couple of days, that kind of thing. Because I feel like I was trying to get away from the situation at home, but it wasn't helping because I'd still have to end up going back there. But I think from people that knew me then, know me now, they know I'm much calmer, don't really get into bad habits, I'm quite I'm not that like popular, I don't mix in with loads of people, I keep everything kind of on track as much as I can. I think one thing I always tell myself is that problems are always temporary. So if I ever, anything that happens, like I became homeless a few months ago, but I still found somewhere to stay, and I didn't have a job at that time, but I had a really good friend helping me and things like that. I take it on the chin. I know like problems are always temporary, this isn't going to be for the rest of my life, so I don't think too much of it. I just try to understand that Allah is putting me through a test, and He wouldn't put anything on my shoulders that I can't handle. So, if you're thinking about accepting Islam, I would speak to people that are supporting you, friends, family, Muslim scholars, to gain a good understanding and a good knowledge before you get into it.